Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon travels to the United States, and U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell heads to the Middle East this week to try to strengthen the fragile ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinians. One of the provisions of the truce, brokered earlier this month by CIA Chief George Tenet, is an end to Palestinian media incitement against Israel. Israeli officials say that hasn't happened yet, although Palestinians insist there's been a significant change in the tone of their media reports. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Ramallah on the West Bank.
Just before the noon broadcast on Voice of Palestine Radio, a new popular Egyptian song about Jerusalem. Our hearts are burning, our land, our blood, goes the chorus. Jerusalem will return to us. To the Palestinians, the song depicts a yearning for Jerusalem. To the Israelis, it's another example of incitement. Then comes the news broadcast. The first item, the funeral of the latest Palestinian martyr shot dead by Israeli forces, according to the news item. There's no mention of the Israeli version, which was that the Palestinian was shot when he refused to stop for an identity check. Palestinians say the killing was without provocation. Although the daily confrontations are still reported, there's less graphic violence on Palestinian television these days. Palestinian social workers say children were disturbed by the explicit coverage, and they asked the Palestinian Authority to tone it down. Israeli experts disagree on whether there's been a real change in the Palestinian media since Yasser Arafat announced a ceasefire earlier this month. Michael Widlansky, who's writing his doctorate on the Palestinian media, says there is a more moderate tone today. It emerged after Palestinian leader Arafat condemned this month's suicide attack in Tel Aviv earlier this month that killed 21 young Israelis. And later, Arafat called on Palestinians to keep their children away from areas of confrontation. Widlansky says the more moderate tone in Palestinian media reporting disappears when Jewish settlers are mentioned.
They haven't pulled back one bit on the very not-so-subtle subliminal message of saying settlers are outlaws, they're wanted dead or alive.
The media's message about suicide bombing seems mixed. Two recent Palestinian polls found about three-quarters of the Palestinian population favor these attacks, at least against Jewish settlers and Israeli soldiers. Again, Michael Widlansky.
Any Palestinian who dies vis-a-vis Israel is called shahid, is called a martyr. He can have blown up 20 people, he's called a martyr. If it's a suicide attack, it will not be called a terrorist attack. The term terror, ilhab, will never be used.
But a recent column in the daily Al-Ayam, which often reflects the views of the Palestinian Authority, sharply attacks suicide bombings as in blatant contradiction to international law and the values of Islamic Arab civilization. Radwan Abu Ayash is the director of the Palestine Broadcasting Commission. He says the main difference in the media since the ceasefire is that they have returned to regularly scheduled programming for the first time in almost 9 months. He says the media does not create the Palestinian reality, but reflects it. And he denies that Palestinian media incite to violence.
The one who is stopped by the Israeli soldier at the check post for 3 hours with his kid, he doesn't need a television to be inciting him. The one who's losing his olive trees that has been planted hundreds of years ago since the Romans, he's provoked already.
Abu Ayash charges the Israeli media with incitement. He says Israel dehumanizes Palestinians by not mentioning the names of those killed. He says Israeli media often report only the official Israeli version of events. Abu Ayash says the Voice of Palestine is increasing the length of its news reports in Hebrew aimed at Israelis. Daoud Kutab, the director of the Institute of Modern Media at Al-Quds University in Ramallah, says that the American model of detached, objective journalism doesn't fit the Middle East.
I don't think we can ask the Palestinian media to be neutral and partisan, just like we can't ask Israeli media to be neutral and partisan. It's a very passionate conflict, and each side feels very much that they have a responsibility to be fair but to their own people, but in a struggle with the Israelis, they feel that they are partisan.
Kutab agrees the tone of Palestinian media has softened in the past few weeks, but he says the Palestinian public is still frustrated and angry. He says if Israel wants to change the media, it must first change its policies. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Ramallah on the West Bank.